The Sundance Film Festival wraps up today. One documentary that premiered there and was just acquired by HBO features the life and career of political player Luis Miranda and his famous son, Lin-Manuel, who created the Broadway musicals Hamilton and In the Heights. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco caught up with both of them at the festival.
The documentary is called Siempre Luis, Always Luis, Miranda's sign-off in letters to his son Lin-Manuel. In the film, the elder Miranda talks about moving from Puerto Rico to New York City in 1971. There, he spent four decades as a political consultant for the likes of Chuck Schumer and Hillary Clinton.
And you knew as a political leader, when Luis asked for something, people were going to listen.
You have been going nonstop for
non-stop.
So long, Luis. I mean, really.
Non-stop.
Miranda started off organizing parents in the Heights, New York's Washington Heights.
Trying to gain consciousness of an immigrant population that was totally disenfranchised.
Miranda was special advisor on Hispanic affairs for New York Mayor Ed Koch before founding the nonprofit Hispanic Federation.
Just found so many aspects of his life cinematic.
First-time filmmaker John James began trailing his friend Luis Miranda with a camera 3 years ago.
He makes his name in politics, but he quickly transitions into entertainment because he's a family guy and he wants to support his son. He wants to make sure his son succeeds.
Siempre Luis charts the tireless Miranda guiding his son Lin-Manuel's career. After winning a Tony Award for his Broadway show In the Heights, Lin-Manuel explains that his next show, Hamilton, reminded him of his father, Luis.
This kid is insane, man.
When I was playing Hamilton, I was just playing
my father. Send him to the mainland. Get your education. Don't forget from whence you came. And the world is going to know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
After Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico in 2017, the Mirandas helped relief efforts by bringing Hamilton to the island.
You're a great dad and you're a great man. Go save Puerto Rico.
I'm going to go and save Puerto Rico.
Bye.
Bye.
Break a leg.
Actress and filmmaker Eva Longoria says she hopes the documentary inspires other community leaders to be discovered.
He really is an unsung hero, doing things behind the scenes, and Luis would have made a difference in the world with or without having Lin-Manuel, but I'm glad he did produce such an amazing son.
It's cool to ride shotgun for my dad, honestly.
On the red carpet of the world premiere, Lin-Manuel says his father's political activism informed his own art.
My dad has spent his life helping other people and pushing causes he believes in and people he believes in into the spotlight. And so it's nice to have my dad in the spotlight. He really enjoys it. You know, my dad's never wanted to run for office, and he's been approached several times, and he always says, well, I always want to be able to say whatever I want. And you can't do that if you're in politics.
Luis Miranda did take the opportunity on the red carpet at Sundance.
I hope that when people leave the theater, they ask themselves, am I doing enough to get rid of Trump? Am I doing enough to make sure that my family moves forward, that my kids are doing their best?
Standing next to his son, the 65-year-old Miranda said all the attention was new to him.
It's a narcissistic dream.
Told you.
After the premiere, Luis Miranda and his son Lin-Manuel went on to celebrate with their entire family at the Latinx House, a hub for filmmakers and film lovers. Side by side, the two Mirandas salsa danced the night away. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.